بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بإذن الله تعالى نحب أن نستمر في درسنا في مختصر أحكام الصيام. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would like to continue with our lesson regarding, in summary, rules pertaining to fasting. وَقَدْ وَصَلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْلِ الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ حِزَامِ مَا هِيَ الْمُبْطِلَاتِ مَا هُوَ مُبْطِلَاتِ الصِّيَامِ مَا هِيَ مُبْطِلَاتِ الصِّيَامِ What are those actions which nullify a person's fasting? يُبْطِلِ الصِّيَامِ بِالْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ وَالْجِمَاعِ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَالْإِجْمَاعِ Those actions which nullify one's fasting is eating, drinking, and sexual intercourse. And these three issues, it breaks one's fast. There's a consensus amongst the scholars regarding these matters, that these matters break one's fast. So if one was to drink, eat, or commit intercourse while they're in the position of fasting, it breaks one's fast. It breaks it automatically. وهناك أدلة على كل ما يذكر الشيخ في هذا جزاه الله خيرا فهذا تأليف طيب وسهل الفهم. There's proof regarding that which the Shaykh he mentions. And the beautiful thing about this book, as other books from Ahl al-Sunnah, from Ahl al-Ilm, the people of knowledge, is that they, when they mention something, they mention the proof. When they say something is halal or something is haram, or شيء يبطل أو شيء ثاني يفسد, يذكرون الأدلة. لأن هذا الدين مبني على علم, مبني على العلم, على البصيرة, على الأدلة. Because this deen is built upon knowledge. Knowledge is based on proofs. Proofs from the Qur'an and the Sunnah as understood by the rightly guided predecessors of the past. So, the Shaykh, he mentioned there's a consensus amongst the scholars. There's a consensus from the, there's a proof from the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and there's a consensus amongst the scholars that eating and drinking and intercourse breaks one's fast. قال أما من الكتاب فقوله الآن. He mentioned the statement of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم. فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر. And he mentioned from the book of Allah, the proof from the book of Allah is a statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم. It says, so now have relations with them. Meaning have relations with them. And seek that which Allah has decreed for you, meaning from offspring. وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ He said, and eat and drink until the white thread, meaning the break of dawn, appears distinct from the black thread, meaning the time of Maghrib, meaning the sun setting. So, an individual, it's permissible for them to have intercourse. It's permissible for them to eat and drink outside of the time that they're fasting. As far as with the time of fasting, it is not permissible. وهذه الآية دليل على ذلك. من سورة البقرة, آية 100. and 87. Allahu Azza wa Jalla يقول فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر. هذا دليل صريح أن الله عز وجل جوز لنا الجماع وكذلك الأكل والشرب حتى يتبين لنا الخيط الأبيض حتى يطلع وقت الفجر من الخيط الأسود من الفجر. أي يفرق، هناك فرق بين الخيط الأبيض والخيط الأسود، بمعنى وقت يعني طلوع الفجر لا يجوز من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس الأكل والشرب والجماع، لا يجوز هذه الثلاث. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear to us that at night time between Maghrib and Fajr, it's permissible to eat and drink and to have intercourse. Between the time of Maghrib until the time of Fajr. And this ayah is a clear proof with regards to that. Amma dalalatu sunnah فقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم يدع طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي. هذا الحديث متفق عليه، يعني هو حديث عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. وفي نفس الحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر فيما يرويه عن ربه الصيام لي وأنا أجزي به والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. هذا حديث عظيم، الصيام لي، أن الله عز وجل هو الذي يجزي من يصوم، يعطي الأجر لمن يصوم. قال الصيام لي وأنا أجزي به، بمعنى أن الله عز وجل يجزي عبده الأجر. قال والحسنة بعشر أمثالها، أي الذي يصوم أجره يكون أضعاف عشرة مرات بعشر أمثالها، أي بمعنى أضعافا. The proof from the Sunnah that it is not permissible to eat and drink and have intercourse in a state of fasting while one is fasting is the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he narrated in the hadith Qudsi from his Lord. He mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he says yada'u ta'amahu wa sharabahu wa shahwatahu min ajli, meaning his slave, he leaves off his food and his drink and his desire for my sake. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. This hadith came on the authority of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And in the same hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes it clear to us, meaning this is hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes clear that the reward of fasting, the one who does the fasting, he does it for the sake of Allah. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the statement of Allah in Hadith Qudsi, الصيامُ لي, the fasting is for me. بمعنى واجب على المؤمن يكون مخلصا عندما يصوم يصوم لله. لأن الله عز وجل يقول الصيامُ لي وأنا أجزي به. He said the fasting is for me, and I will reward the one who fasts. I will reward because of it. And he said, وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. And the good deed that is done is tenfold. The reward, بإذن الله تعالى, will be tenfold. It will be multiplied. نعم. فَهَذَا الدَّلِيلُ مِنَ السُنَّةِ لِأَنَّ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَكَرَ قَوْلَ رَبِّهِ فيما يروي عن ربه قال يدع طعامه وشرابه وشهوته الشاهد وشهوته كذلك الأكل والشرب والجماع من أجلي. He mentioned that he leaves off his food and his drink and his sexual desires for my sake. طيب أخذنا آية الله عز وجل ذكرنا آية في سورة البقرة يعني رقم 187 هذا دليل من القرآن على أن الذي يأكل أو يشرب أو يجامع أهله فصومه باطل أي يبطل صيامه بهذه الثلاثة وهذا بالإجماع وكذلك ذكرنا حديثا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر فيما يروي عن ربه يدع طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي هذا الدليل من الحديث والأدلة كثيرة وإنما يذكر نبذة من الأدلة لأن كما ذكرنا هذا مختصر وقال أما الإجماع فقد نقله جمع من العلماء كابن حزم وابن المنذر وابن قدامة وغيرهم يعني هم على القول هم ذكروا أن هناك إجماع في كتبهم الفقهية ذكروا أن هناك إجماع على أن الأكل والشرب والجماع هي المبطلات للصيام هي المبطلات للصيام As we mentioned, the proof from the Quran that eating and drinking and intercourse breaks the fast. We mentioned the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah 187, the verse. And we mentioned the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said he leaves off his food and his drink and his desires for my sake. And the Shaykh, he mentioned there's a consensus, there's been recording from a number of different scholars regarding a consensus that eating and drinking and intercourse breaks the fast. From Ibn Hazm and Ibn al-Munzir and Ibn Qudama and other than them. They all have reported that it is a consensus amongst the scholars that these matters break one's fast, eating, drinking, and intercourse. وَيَلْحَقُ بِالْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ كُلُّ مَا ابْتُلِعَ عَمْدًا وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مِمَّا يُتَغَذَّى بِهِ أَوْ يُتَغَذَّى فِيهِ كَالْخَاتِمِ أَوْ اللُّؤْلُؤِ أَوْ نَحْوِ ذَلِكَ قال الشيخ كلما ابتلع عمدا وإن لم يكن مما يتغدى به كالخاتم أو اللؤلؤ أو نحو ذلك لعموم الأدلة كلما يبتلع شخص إذا بلع شيئا الصائم إذا بلع صائم شيء حتى وإن لم يكن من المأكولات الذي يتغذى به سواء كان مثل خاتم أو لؤلؤ أي جواهر أي تراب أو أي حاجة إذا أكله عمدا فيفطر لعموم الأدلة لأنه الأكل وهذا ما رجحه الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية والشيخ ابن عثيمين وغيرهما من أهل العلم وكذلك هناك أمور يسيرة جدا إذا ابتلعت تعد من المفطرات كحبة الخردل وحبة الذرة وكذلك بقايا الطعام الذي يبقى بين الأسنان حتى الأسنان إذا أكلت طعاما ويتبقى شيء في فمك من المأكولات فهذه البقايا من الطعام تبطل الصوم ما كان كبيرا يتحرز منه فلا يجوز بلعه ومن بلعه يعد مفترا. أما الأشياء اليسيرة التي تبقى بعد المضمضة، يعني إذا تمضمض أحد يعني يتوضأ يتمضمض ويتبقى شيء في فمه، يعني شيء يسير، وكذلك عندما يستعمل يعني المسواك وبعد الاستياك التي لا تميز ولا يمكن التحرز منها لا تعد مفترا. The Sheikh, he mentioned those, there are issues or there are things that also will be attached to and take the same ruling as eating and drinking. Similar to if one was to eat something purposely, if they were to eat something purposely, even if it is not something that one seeks nutritional value from. Such as if one was to eat a ring that one puts on their head, if they were to swallow it, or they was to swallow a pearl, or anything of jewelry, if they were to swallow anything purposely, this breaks his fast. If someone was to swallow something purposely, this breaks his fast. Because of the generality of the proof regarding if someone eats something or drinks something, then it breaks their fast. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ. هذا الدليل على الذي يعني المأكولات سواء كان من الطعام الذي يتغذى به أو ليس من المأكولات. لماذا؟ لعموم الأدلة على تحريم الأكل للصائم. Even if it is something that one does not normally eat, it breaks his fast. If he was to eat a pearl, eat a piece of jewelry, or eat dirt, or anything purposely, it breaks his fast. And this is the position that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah he has taken, and also the position of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen and other than them from Ahl al-Ilm. Also, there are some things that may be small left in between the cracks of the mouth and between the teeth. Maybe small particles of food. If one was to swallow it purposely, while they're in a state of fasting, something small that's between the cracks of the teeth, يعني شيء يسير جدا إذا ابتلعت يعني تعد من المفترات. إذا كان بين أوساط الأسنان بقايا الطعام هذه يعني مأكولات تفطر يعني تفطر يعني إيش بأكله. If one was to eat something, even if it's a small piece of food of something, but it purposely eat it after they started their fast, then this breaks his fast. Similar to if one was to eat a mustard seed, something similar to a mustard seed, or a grain of corn. Also, the remainder of the food that is between one's teeth, if they were to eat that, it breaks the fast. And why is this the case? If it is big in the mouth, if it's big in one's mouth, it's possible for the person who's fasting to remove that from his mouth. يعني ما كان كبيرا يتحرز منه. He can avoid it. If it's big, he can avoid it. فلا يجوز بلعه. It's not permissible for him to swallow it. وَمَنْ بَلَعُ يُعَدُّ مُفْتِرًا. Whoever eats it, then he is considered to be one who has broken their fast. أَمَّا الْأَشْيَاءَ الْيَسِيرَةَ الَّتِي تَبْقَى بَعْدَ الْمَضْمَضَةَ. As far as with those small particles of food in the mouth that remains after one has gargled with water, let's say if they were making wudu. وبعد الاستياك التي لا تميز ولا يمكن التحرز منها لا تعد مفترة. And the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hizam, he mentioned as far as with those small particles that's in the mouth that remain after one gargles, or the small particles that remains after one uses the miswak, which anyone cannot avoid, those small particles that one can't avoid, and it's not possible for him to remove it, meaning he's not aware of it, then this is not from that which breaks his fast. And this is not from that which breaks his fast. الشيخ ذكر في الحاشية تنبيه. The Sheikh, he mentioned in the footnotes a very good point. تنبيه لو استاك صائم بسواك رطب فانفصل من رطوبته أو خشبه المتشعب شيء فابتلعه قال إمام النووي رحمه الله يفطر بلا خلاف يفطر بلا خلاف يعني الشخص الصائم إذا استاك بسواك رطب يعني طازج بسواك رطب فانفصل من رطوبته يعني أو خشبه المتشعب هناك يعني زي الشعرة تخرج من المسواك عندما واحد يستاك به مسواك رطب فإذا ابتلع ذلك أو يعني تلك الشعرة قال إمام النووي رحمه الله يفطر بلا خلاف يفطر بلا خلاف Imam al-Nawawi, he mentioned, and the Shaykh, he mentioned a nice benefit in the footnotes. If one was to use a miswak, one who's fasting, he uses a miswak, which is fresh. It's a fresh miswak. You know, when it's fresh, it's moist, has liquid in it, and sometimes the string or sometimes the bristles of the miswak, sometimes the bristles of the miswak, it breaks off into one's mouth because of its freshness. Because of its freshness. If he's using a miswak and it breaks off into his mouth and he swallows it purposely, he swallows this piece of string or some kind of like a, it's kind of like a hair. It's like a string or a strand of the miswak. If he was to swallow a piece of that wood purposely, then he breaks his fast. There is no khilaf, there's no difference of opinion amongst the scholars regarding this matter, as Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah mentioned. Na'am. Jazam al-Nawawi rahimahullah bi'annahu yuftir likawnihi yumkin at-taharruz minhu wal maqsoodu bil-rutubah هو السائل الذي يخرج من السواك عند أن يكون رطبا ويكون حارا. The Shaykh, he mentioned that Imam al-Nawawi, he's taking this position because he's taking this position that it breaks his fast from the aspect that the individual who has this miswak and has bristles in this freshness, this liquid, the water, يعني the moisture that is in a miswak, if he swallows this moisture or he swallows this, these strings, this is something that is possible for him to avoid. He doesn't have to, yani, he does not have to ingest this liquid or ingest this piece of miswak. So if it's something, if it's something avoidable, then he should avoid it. وقال يخرج من السواك عند أن يكون رطبا ويكون حارا. And when a miswak is fresh, when it's fresh, you'll find liquid coming out. It's hot. The miswak will be hot. This is a sign of its freshness. this moisture that comes out of this moisture, this wetness or this water that comes out of the miswak, if one was to swallow this, or to swallow any strand from the miswak, it breaks the fast. وقال الشيخ قطرة الأنف يعني يلحق بذلك قطرة الأنف لأنه يعد منفذا للمعدة. وقد روى لقيط ابن صبرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وبالغ في الاستنشاق إلا أن تكون صائما. أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي وهو حديث صحيح. The Sheikh, he mentioned قطرة الأنف, يعني the drops that the nose drops that one puts in their nose when they're sick. Sometimes individuals, they have they're congested, they have nasal congestion, or sometimes they may have some type of medicine they have to place in their nose for an infection, for a nostril infection, something of this nature. These nasal sprays or nasal drops, this also breaks one's fast. It takes the same ruling that it breaks one's fast. Because the nasal is the passageway to the stomach where the food is ingested, where the food goes. And there's a hadith, he mentioned a hadith of Laqit ibn Samara radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, he said, وَبَالِغْ فِي الْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ صَائِمًا. He said, وَبَالِغْ فِي الْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ. He said, بَالِغْ فِي الْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ, meaning, take the water, he said, take the water fully up into your nose when you're making wudu, except when you are one who is fasting. Take the water all the way up into your nose. Yani al-istinshaq is to take the water in your nose. Istinthar is to take the water out. So when you do al-istinshaq, you have to take the water all the way up into your nose to make sure you blow it out and clean your nose out properly. هذا حديث دليل على أن الذي يتوضأ, لأن حديث الشيخ هو ذكر قطعة من الحديث, حديث أطول من هذا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أسبغ الوضوء وخلل بين الأصابع وبالغ في الاستنشاق إلا أن تكون صائما. أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي وهو حديث صحيح. The Sheikh, he mentioned this hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Baligh fil istinshaq," meaning take the water up your nose with force, inhale the water with force, except if you're in a state of fasting. And this hadith is a portion of a longer hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Asbigh al wudu," perfect the wudu, make a good wudu, wa khallil bayna al asabi', and put water between your fingers. When we make wudu, يعني خلل بين أصابع بمعنى دخل ماء بين الأصابع وبالغ في الاستنشاق. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, take water up the nose. نعم إلا أن تكون صائما. إن كنت صائما لا تدخل الماء في أنفك بقوة, وإنما تدخل في مداخل الأنف على شأن لا تبلع أو لا تدخل الماء إلى أن ينزل إلى المعدة, لأن الأنف منفذ للمعدة. The Sheikh, he mentioned that if one was to have nose drops, they should not use nose drops while they're fasting. Why? Because if they use nose drops while they're fasting, these nose drops, it is what is ingested. It goes down from the nostrils, which is the passageway to the stomach. And it can be considered food. And he mentioned the hadith of Laqit ibn Sabara radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَبَالِغْ فِي الْإِنْسْتِنْشَاقِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُنْ صَائِمًا. He said, and he take water up the nose with force. Meaning inhale it, except if you were fasting. Now if one was to be fasting, they take water into the entry of the nose, to where it doesn't go all the way to the top of the nostrils, or to the top of the nostrils, where that is the passage that goes down to the stomach. They take it on the inside of the nose, and then they make istinthar, and they take the water out. Tayyib, so this is one important point with regards to this matter. وقال الشيخ حفظه الله ويلتحق بالجماع الاستمناء. Also, he mentioned with regards to the matters of what breaks one's fast, what's attached to the issue of jima, intercourse, what takes the same ruling regarding jima, is ejaculation, or what one will say is seeking for al-mani to come out, seeking for sexual pleasure where the liquid comes out. يعني لا ندري هل هناك أولاد يركزون على هذا الدرس نحب أن نستعمل ألفاظ ليس ب يعني عميق ليست بعميقة. We don't know if there's children listening to the lesson, so we want to use terms which are not too deep. الاستمناء فمن تعمد خروج المني بأي طريقة فإنه يكون مفترا لأنه لم يترك شهوته. الاستمناء لا يجوز عموما. لكن الشيخ يقصد بهذا فمن تعمد خروج المني بأي طريقة فإنه يكون مفترا. الذي يخرج المني بأي طريقة فإنه يكون مفترا لأنه لم يترك شهوته. وفي الحديث القدسي قال الله تعالى يدع طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي. يدع طعامه وشرابه من أجلي. فهذا أمر مهم. For anyone who seeks pleasure with the excretion of body fluid, then this is that which the seeking of excretion of body fluid is that from those matters, regardless of which way one sought it, it is from those matters which breaks one's fast. We hope this is understood for our adult audience. Because he is seeking to fulfill his pleasure by him doing this. He's seeking to fulfill his pleasure by doing this. And the proof against seeking pleasure while one is fasting is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, يَدَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتُهُ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ. He leaves off his food and his drink and his desire for my sake. هذا حديث متفق عليه. وأما ما يتعلق بتقبيل الزوجة فهذا ليس من المفترات. As far as with what is associated with one kissing their wife, this does not break one's fast. If one was to kiss their spouse, a woman kissing her husband, or a man kissing his wife, this does not break one's fast. ولكن الأفضل واجتناب ذلك لأنه قد يجره إلى ما هو أعظم من ذلك. However, it is better to stay away from kissing, because if one was to kiss, it may lead or push one to do what is more greater than just kissing. نعم. فإذا تعمد إنزال المني إما بمباشرة زوجته أو تقبيلها صار من المفطرين. If one wants to kiss their family, if they were to kiss their family, one was to kiss their wife, or a wife was to kiss her husband, or a man was to kiss his spouse with the intention of gratifying the desire, with the intention of gratifying the desire of the excretion of body fluid, then this kissing or this type of action is from those affairs which causes one to break their fast. If they did this and body fluids came out, then this breaks one's fast. وَأَمَّا إِذَا لَمْ يَتَعَمَّدْ إِنْزَالٍ مَنِي وَسَبَقُهُ الْمَاءِ بِدُونْ تَعَمُدْ فَيُرْجَى أَنْ لَا يُفْتَرْ بِذَلِكَ لِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَكِنْ مَا تَعَمَّدَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. If one was to kiss their spouse and excretion of body fluid came out without one intending this, and it took place prior to that happening, or at the time of that happening, or directly after, then if it's not done purposely and it just took place, without it being purposely done or without the intent in place, then we would hope that the person's fast is not broken. I hope يعني نرجو أن هذا درس مفهوم بطريقة وبأسلوب كلامي. We hope that what we're saying is understood even while speaking in semi-code language. And the proof with regards to this, that if something was to happen without a person intentionally wanting that to happen, a proof that one does not break their fast, is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says, وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ. It's not upon you any sin regarding that which you made a mistake in. وَلَكِنْ مَا تَعَمَّدَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. However, it's based on what you did intentionally by heart. نعم. طيب. وكذلك قال الله عز وجل كما ندعو ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, we make this dua, ربنا لا تؤاخذنا. Our Lord, do not hold us accountable. إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. If we forgot or we made a mistake. طيب. ما لا يعد ولم يثبت أنه من المفطرات. And what is considered, most people believe that it is. Yani there are a lot of people who believe that certain things break one's fast. However, these issues or these actions do not break one's fast. The Sheikh, he went to mention a few of them. قال, the Sheikh, he mentioned a few of them. إن أكل أو شرب أو بلع شيئا بدون قصد سواء كان من الأكل والشرب أو من الغبار أو التراب أو ما أشبه ذلك فهذا كله لا يعد من المفطرات إلا إذا تعمد ذلك. وذكر حديث قال عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من نسي وهو صائم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه. هذا الحديث متفق عليه. The Sheikh, he mentioned there are certain issues that some do not know. He mentioned the issue regarding there are some issues or some things that some people believe that it breaks the fast. However, these issues do not break one's fast. There's no dalil. وَلَمْ يَثْبُتْ أَنَّهُ مِنَ الْمُفَطِّرَاتِ. There's no confirmed proof that these issues are from those things that break one's fast. If one was to eat, or they were to drink, or to swallow something without purposely intending to do so, regardless if it is from those things which are eaten or drink, or from similar to those things that are not naturally food or drink, like if one was to swallow dust or dirt or something of this nature, these do not break one's fast. None of these which we just mentioned, eating and drinking, or one inhaling or breathing in dirt or breathing in dust or swallowing dust or dirt without purposely doing it, if he was to eat or drink or inhale or take something go in his mouth and he swallows it without purposely doing it, like sometimes individuals, they may go to the hospital or they go to a place and there's a water fountain. He just walks by the water fountain. And this happened to a lot of us. يعني ربما يمشي بماء بحوض الماء ويشرب. Maybe he'll walk by a water fountain and he accidentally drinks a little bit of water and he forgets, subhanAllah, I'm fasting. That quick drink that he has taken, this does not break his fast. Or if he was to taste something in the kitchen, his wife is making food, and he tastes something, and he forgets that he's fasting. He forgets that he's fasting, and he eats it. Incidentally, this does not break his fast. And the Sheikh, he mentioned, and it's important to know that it returns back to an intention. هذا أمر يرجع إلى يعني هذا الأمر يرجع إلى النية. إذا أكل شيء أو شرب شيء غير متعمدا فلا يفطر. ليس من المفطرات يعني المأكولات والمشروبات إذا أكل صائم أو شرب صائم غير عمدا. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من نسي وهو صائم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه. لابد يتم صومه. فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه. هذا الحديث متفق عليه. If one was to eat something or to drink something, based on this hadith that came on the authority of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, if one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever forgot and he's fasting and he ate something or drank something, then he should complete his fast. For verily, the one who fed him or gave him drink is solely Allah. Allah solely gave him something to eat or drink. He should complete his fast. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. لأن هذا الحديث يعني رحمة من الله عز وجل. الدليل على أن الله عز وجل رحيم حليم رزاق الله سبحانه وتعالى كريم. This hadith is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful on his slave. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives to his slave. And he's compassionate. This is clear proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy on the slave. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not burden any soul beyond what they can bear. طيب ونختم درسنا بهذا بارك الله فيكم لأن الآن حين وقت صلاة العشاء ساعة 9 فنرجو أن إخواننا وأخواتنا استفادوا من هذه الفوائد. We trust in Allah سبحانه وتعالى that this was a good benefit for our brothers and sisters. Here it is time for Salat al-Isha now. It's 9 o'clock p.m. my time. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great benefit for us all. And it's a good reminder. Inshallah, نأخذ بقية ما لا يعد ولم يثبت أنه من المفطرات. إن شاء الله يوم الاثنين we will take the remainder of those issues which are, or those things that people may not know, it's not actually counted as something that breaks one's fast because there's no proof regarding these issues from them, is القيء عمدا أو بغير عمدا. If one was to vomit purposely or not purposely. وشيء آخر الحجامة. Another issue is حجامة. إذا احتجم شخص هل يعني الآن هو مفطر أو ليس بمفطرا. يعني هذا شيء آخر. And also cupping. If one was to do حجامة. Is this considered to be from the acts, if one was to commit to do cup letting, to do cupping, does it break his fast or does not break his fast? Inshallah, نأخذ هذه في الدرس السابق في الدرس القادم بإذن الله تعالى. وكذلك هل كل من تعمد الفطر في نهار رمضان عليه كفارة. And also another issue that we'll take inshallah this coming Monday is everything which one هل كل من تعمد الفطر في نهار رمضان عليه كفارة. Is everyone who purposely breaks their fast in the morning, يعني the morning time of Ramadan, is it upon them to do kafara, to do an exchange, an expiation of that which they did not commit to of their fasting? Inshallah, نأخذ هذه الفوائد الطيبة inshallah في المستقبل. يعني كذلك خروج الدم. If one was to bleed, does it break the fast? أو استعمال معجون الأسنان, or using toothpaste, does it break one's fast? استعمال البخاخ لمرض الربو. You, the act of using a بخاخ, you know, if one an inhaler for one who has asthma. يعني does one break their fast with this? استخدام الإبر. If one was to get a shot, does it break their fast? قحل. Does using eye قحل, does this, you know, this eyeliner that people use, does this break one's fast? قطرة العين وقطرة الأذن. يعني eye drops or nose drops, does it break one's fast? All of these بإذن الله تعالى سنأخذ. يعني eye drops or ear drops, not nose drops. Eye drops or ear drops, does it break one's fast? Allah yubarak fikum. Nas'al Allah azza wa jalla lana wa lakum at-tawfiq was-sadat. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.